water and that sort of thing. Now, you, if you saw a boy and he got on a board over a pool, you'd say he went to the end of that board and he
dove off and off the diving board.
And then if I ask you if you've ever done that, you'd say, no, I've never
dove off. Mm-hmm. I've never dove
and
off.
Now, after he got in the water, then he commenced to
swim.
Mm-hmm. And he, all the way across the lake, he...
He swam the lake. Uh-huh. He swam all the way. Swam all the way across the lake and back. Or he, and lots of them can dive a good distance underwater.
They could? Oh, they could? And have you ever swum across?
Well, I've used to swim real good in the younger days, but it's probably not too far now, but...
You've swam a lot.
I can swim. I can swim now just because probably could. You could. Uh-huh. Can you swim?
Yeah.
Well, I can swim, but my wife can't swim.
Uh-huh.
She'd have to tow along behind.
We just tow her along behind.
Yeah.
But so you have, in your younger days, you have swam a lot.
Oh, I swam a lot. I've been in water a lot. And I learned to swim when I was young, when I was 12, 14 years old. And mostly in small creeks.
Uh-huh.
Small places. But I learned how to swim. I learned how I could swim. I can swim good most anybody.
Did you dive?
Oh, yeah, I could dive just real good. But and I could stay on water about as long as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be my job to unhang the seams in 8 and 10 foot water. And I'd go down, unhang the seam, and come back.
Uh-huh.
And then just swim around there on the water until it... Oh, we always... Seine, the big long seine, you know, that's seine the fish out. Instead of hook them out with a hook and line, well, you seined them out.
Uh-huh.
And there'd be two men on each end of the seine, and one or two more, and someone to unhang. There's always some kind of stump or log or something in the creek or something to hang the seine on. You'd have to unhang it or get it loose from it or something.
Now, when you dive in and hit the water flat, you call it a...
Belly buster, wouldn't you?
Oh.
I don't like that. I never do that.
Oh, now if a little kid was to get down on the floor and put his head down and kick his legs over, you'd say he was
Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
Turning Somerset.
Mm-hmm. If a person was swimming and you saw him go down for the third time, you'd say they.
Well, that's the last time. That'd be the last time he need to be got out.
Now, if he died, you'd say he
dived in.
If he got caught in a whirlpool or something, you'd say, well, I guess he must have
drowned it.
Mm-hmm.
He must have drowned it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you bought something like in the old days and you paid off your whole bill in one time, did you ever know of a storekeeper giving you a little gift and calling it a?
Oh yeah, sometimes they'll give you a sort of a.
They call it a bonus? Or
a little gift, an appreciation gift, they might call it, for paying all your bill. And
They don't do that anymore?
No, they even charge you tax now.
That's right. Now, what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
It crawls.
Now, if you were looking up in the mountains and you look at this real tall mountain, you'd say, now that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
And you'd say, but now last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But now I have never
climbed up there, and I ain't never climbed.
And you had really?
I can't climb no mountain.
If a child was playing a well, kind of want to scare you, they thought they would kind of hide from you, and they might get behind the couch, and they get down like this, and you'd say they were all.
Well, they'd be hid, but they.
When they said they were hunkered
all
down.
All hunkered down, and then they'd.
And then they'd jump out at you, and they'd say.
Say boo boo or something other to you, scare you.
Now a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over beside his bed.